Okay,
Sure.
so tell me about what you've got going there on Ambergs Drive in beautiful downtown Iroquois Falls.
Yeah, right? So, I was working in primary health care here at the clinic in Iroquois Falls. But what I wanted, after 12 years of nursing, seeing all the gaps in the healthcare, between wait times, people with no care, my vision as an NP is just to fill those gaps and make healthcare a little bit more accessible. And by having a private healthcare clinic, I can kind of control the services that I'm providing. So it's a little bit different than working for a clinic that's governed and funded by the government. Where I can tailor it a little bit to what our community needs are, right? So if I'm seeing that there's big wait times for cortisone injections, I could say, okay, wait, I'm going to add that clinic into what I'm doing. If I'm seeing, and the one misconception has been that I'm promoting privatization of healthcare, which is not the case. I'll continue to have a voice and advocate, for the people that, hopefully NPs get under the OHIP umbrella. And so although the fees are maybe not make it accessible for everybody, for a lot of people don't have a choice. And it may be freeing some space, in the clinics by those, coming to see me for their care.
So,
So
does OHIP pay any of it?
no.
Not at all.
So nurse practitioners right now, the reason the visit is free when you go see them in a clinic is because their salary is funded by that clinic. So our visits are never actually charged through OHIP ever.
Okay. So, what do you call your place? Is it a clinic too, or?
Yeah, so I it's Northern Lights Health Services. And so basically I can provide all services that a primary care health office can. So I can do labs, I can do tests, all medications, I can interpret the labs, I can send you for referrals to specialists, as well as, all the in-house services such as cortisone, vaccinations, prenatal care. Anything you can get in the office, you can get here.
Okay. Are you supervised by a doctor or anything?
No, so as nurse practitioners, we're licensed under the College of Nurses of Ontario. So we're actually independent in practice and don't require to work with a physician.
Oh, okay. That was one
Yeah.
misconception I was under because I don't have a doctor, but I have a
Yeah.
nurse practitioner at the VON.
Yeah, and there used to be some limitations. I mean, there's a lot of offices that still like to have a doctor on board, but when it comes to, it's not so much supervision, it's just for collaboration.
Yeah, and if you came across something that you felt a bit in over your head,
Right, exactly.
you would
So it's
refer them
always
back to
nice
a
to have
doctor.
colleagues like that. I mean, yeah, I'm here on my own, but over my years in nursing, I still have connections where I can reach out and ask questions if I don't have the answers. And when you're over your head, the first rule of thumb is you refer to the person that knows best, right? And that's when we use our specialists.
All right.
So,
Okay, so
yeah.
Saturday was the grand opening.
That's right.
Have you been taking patients up until then?
Yeah, so I've been open for, I was just finished my fourth week in business. Things are going really well and there was a lot of community support. But I still wanted to have the grand opening because I felt like people wanted the opportunity to come in and ask those questions. So some of the ones that you've asked me today, because people just don't know. Even though nurse practitioners have been around for a while, it's still a relatively new concept. And the role hasn't really been promoted all that well. Those things like, don't you have to work with doctor? Like, I thought it's covered by OHIP. What can and can't you do? Oh, I didn't know you could do medication. So I just wanted to re really encourage people to come in and see what we can offer.
All right. What are your hours and how do people get an appointment?
So right now my hours are Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 9:30 to 3:30. Wednesdays, I actually do 5 to 9 at night, just to accommodate people that are working during the day, that kind of thing. And as far as making an appointment, it is set up through the Facebook page to make an appointment that way online. You can also just drop in. You don't have to have an appointment. I do have drop-in for all of my open hours. If I have to be busy with a few appointments, I might say, hey, just come back in an hour and I'll be able to see you. And then you can always call by phone and leave a message to make an appointment that way. I'm also really flexible. So, you know, I've accommodated people where they're like, you know, I really need to see you tonight, but I'm not done work till 7. I'll come back into the office and meet people or do virtual appointments. I'm just really trying my best to stay on that accessibility to healthcare.
Yeah.
With the wait times right now in the clinics, and it's not the clinic's fault. It's just that the population is beyond what we have for services. You know, waiting a month and a half to have your ear checked is just too long.
Yeah, you can be deaf, stone cold deaf by then.
Yeah, so honestly, that's been probably the biggest part of the practice right now is those drop-in emerge type visits.
All right, so where is your place?
So we're on 97 Ambridge Drive in York Falls. And I share the office with Abino, so with Margie. but that's been a really cool relationship as well. It wasn't initially intended, but we're able to cross our services, right? So I have some patients that might require some of the stuff that she does. And I'm probably some of the aspect, like the healthcare aspect of the clients that she has, just to provide a better service. So, you know, we've made a lot of connections. And so we're looking at kind of creating a hub for all of the community services just to make a better quality healthcare.
Yeah. You mentioned that you will still advocate for public healthcare. Is one of your goals to put yourself out of business? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, the thing with being covered by OHIP would just mean that I would bill, right? And so it would still be a business, but instead of the, you know, the public paying me, OHIP would pay
for
the service.
So it is possible. It is possible.
It is possible for sure. So the Nurse Practitioner Association of Ontario, which is one of our biggest representers, you know, we're working on it all the time to have us under that OHIP umbrella because we have NPs that are here, you know, the healthcare crisis. So we're here and we're able to help. But right now there's that limitation. So just as an example, like the healthcare clinic here is only funded for one nurse practitioner. And yet we've recently had 4 graduate through the program in the last 2 years, but there's no job. So, you know, we have the ability, but we don't have the financials for it. And so by including us under that OHIP, then, you know, we quite possibly could service the whole community easily.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure Cochrane is in that same position, right? Like, as far as I know,
Timmins is, for that matter. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, for all of our communities, you know, it's not that necessarily we don't have the providers. Nurse practitioners are up and coming and it's getting more and more popular. And if we get under that OHIP umbrella, then that also frees the physicians to be in that hospital setting because we're quite capable of running primary care.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay. Is there any? The other question I had is, if I have a benefits plan at work, is it possible? Do you know? Is it possible that benefits could cover at least part of your fee?
I know a lot of them don't recognize nurse practitioner visits, but I always encourage people to call and ask. You know, because by calling and asking, it also puts those benefit plans. You know, because chiropractor, massage, all the things are included. Maybe they're not. They're not realizing about it because I'm one of the very first in the province to do this, right? And mm-hmm. So the more that the public ask questions to these insurance plans, they might say, okay, there's a need to include this, you know, in our plan. Yep. So I definitely encourage it. I definitely provide receipts because it's deductible on your income tax under healthcare.
It might be something too that unions could start negotiating for in their next contracts, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. So, I mean, that's the thing is I don't want people to have the misconception that I'm advocating private health care. I'm utilizing it right now as a tool to fill the gaps in health, but I'm always going to advocate, you know, that we can hopefully have that standardized free health care in the country.
So. Okay. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
I don't think so. That's like the main goals, right? And that's what I want people to say. And again, I always encourage people to call, send an email, check out the page, drop in and ask the questions that you have, right? Because knowledge is power when it comes to, you know, making this work.